And Emily, the Indigo Girls, they ended up last year with two great shows at the Shepherd's Bush Empire, both sellouts. Started off this year with their fifth Grammy nomination for the album Swampophilia, Best Contemporary Folk Album. And they did their first ever shows in Australia and New Zealand. They're over here for just one date this year, and that's at the Glastonbury Festival. They'll be on the main stage on Saturday at 12 o'clock. And the sun will be shining, and the vibes will be good, and be a great show.
Yes, right.
You looking forward
there.
To that?
Yes, sure. Very much.
Yeah,
we like outdoor festivals.
And anyone, have we?
Nope.
And we're happy about that.
Yeah. There's a rumor maybe you might try and rush back and do something for Pride.
Actually not. I've got Pride myself in Atlanta, so I'm rushing back to get to that.
Right.
To our own Pride March.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. And you still stay there to live, no thoughts about moving anywhere else?
That's right.
Yeah. I love it there.
But was it difficult growing up there? I mean, it's not famed for its liberalism, is it?
Actually, Atlanta's really progressive.
Oh, is it?
Very large gay population. You know, we have a lot of problems with racism, but so, you know, everybody does. Like, I think every major city has problems with racism. And Atlanta's pretty segregated in some ways, but I also think that there's a lot of forward, you know, thinking people, and it was a real central part of the civil rights movement was Atlanta, and you know, it's a beautiful place. It's a good community for music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some great music come out of there.
Yeah.
Good, well, it's wonderful you're here today. Play us a couple of songs live?
Sure. I'm trying to croak these out. Okay. First one we're going to do is Closer to Fine. This is an old song, actually. Many years ago.